This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Think about some of the things that are going around in the NBA right now. Obviously, Miami coming back and getting that big 10-point win over Boston to even that series up at one apiece. Cavaliers will get the winner of that series. So I'm thinking about what Terry Pluto said yesterday on the morning show, and then we replayed it during our show, about the whole looking ahead thing, and why play a series and keep looking ahead and how the media blows things up.
So you're going to look ahead, Andy?
I don't want to look ahead, Jeff. And I think...
Well, guess what? You shouldn't.
As much as
There are two more wins to go.
Yeah. As much as I'm sitting here saying I think the Cavs are going to sweep this series,
yeah,
there's a part of me that doesn't want to say that.
You changed your tune based on what? What you saw in games one and two?
Well, what I... You know, I... At first, I thought Boston...
You picked five games for the Cavs.
I did. Originally, I picked five. Okay. And then after game two, I was like, I think they're going
to
sweep.
I said five or six, and you said pick one. I took six.
Yeah.
If I had to do it again, I'd pick five.
Having done this show with you for, 11-plus years, you always end up being right, and it drives me insane. I just want you to know that. I lose sleep at night. My kids are like, why is Dad so crabby? I'm like, oh, Mr. Phelps must have been right again. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are right. You're right. We talked about this on the conference call this morning. Would you rather play Miami or would you rather play Boston if you can go ahead in the series and win it? And should we be having this conversation at all today? Let me start there. Should we be having this conversation? Because this might end this conversation real quick.
No.
No, we shouldn't be having the conversation?
However, it's fun. Between shows, Anthony Lima is screaming at me. Heat, you're going to beat the Heat. You got the Heat. You're going to play Miami. Boston's cooked. No, Anthony, they're not.
Is
that a good Lima? Just as far as energy, not.
No, he's much more staccato.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was trying to be staccato.
I do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Boston will regroup,
and then you feel
I think
like
they'll beat Miami.
You feel dirty inside after you've talked to him there for a second.
Yeah, that's really
You're
true.
Like, I got to go take a shower. I just talked to Lima. He just belittled me.
He's the father of two now. He's a nice guy.
He is. He's totally changed.
He's no longer Anthony Lima.
I love the fact that he can't. There are times when he can't sit down.
He's now a dad.
He can't enjoy the game the way he used to, the way we all did before we had kids. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, man. Think about that. Like when you would watch NFL games when you were younger, I'd wake up at 9 o'clock and be like, oh, my God, 1 o'clock, can't get here fast enough. Then after you have kids, you're like, oh, my God, it's after 1 o'clock. I miss kickoff. That's the beauty of parenthood. Going back to our original conversation, my friend, Boston or Miami and why?
Oh,
who would you rather play?
If you had to pick one, well, clearly it would be Miami. Clearly. I think Boston's a really good team. You could say maybe they're not well coached. I well coached your way to the best record in the league. Sorry, I'm not,
and it was never really in question.
I think they're very good, and I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are a phenomenal combination, and they added Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. I think they're silly good. I don't think they're deep, but I think their starting five is silly good, and that's critical come playoff time because everything gets tightened up. I don't think they're deep, though, and I would still much rather play Miami, even though I know Miami is, I think, the best coach team in the league. I think Miami knows how to win in these situations. I think Miami's really good. You won't like this one at all. If you play Boston in the second round, if you're the Cavs, if you're fortunate enough to get past Orlando,
right?
I would take Boston in that series. If you played Miami in the second round, I would take Miami in that series. I think the Cavs have an uphill battle in the second round no matter who they play. Can they win? Sure, they could win. But I would take the other team. And that's because of I think Boston is just really good. And the respect I have for Miami. I think they're just a great organization.
I remember Eric Spoelstra's first year when he had the big three down there.
And everybody thought, oh, this is Pat Riley's puppet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He proved not to be.
He sure did.
And what do you think makes him such a great coach? Like, I respect him a lot more. I'm telling you, I didn't think he'd make it to Christmas that first year.
He takes what he has and uses it better than just about any coach in the league. I think that's what it is.
I thought he really proved that after LeBron was gone.
Yeah, this is what I have. Let me coach it up. And he coaches it up and wins with it.
I go back and I think to the beginning of his tenure there in Miami, and I'm like, I don't know how this guy is going to be able to deal with this. I mean, that was a gigantic circus.
Well, and you kind of thought that...
And they were playing into the circus, too. Let's not...
Yeah. I mean, there Miami was always the thought, too, Andy, that does Riley have his back or does Riley just not want to coach? Oh, Riley had his back. You know, I think it took us a little while to figure that out. Remember when LeBron bumped Spoelstra? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And then, do you remember the whole story about... Was it Riley that broke LeBron's cell phone or was it Spoelstra?
I don't.
During one of the meetings, LeBron looked at one of his cell phones and he picked up his cell phone and
I don't know that story.
That's an early story from when he was on there. So you were going on. You were going to say.
I just think he's proven himself to be a terrific coach, and they bring in players that know how to play the game. So I think the Cavs have an amazing challenge ahead of them in the second round. I think Boston gets it done. I think Boston will win this series, and I think they'll end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hmm. Let's get a little breakdown on the game. Bostonian, how they get beat by 10 last night?
Hi, Bostonian.
How'd they lose by 10?
I didn't ask you about the
Cavaliers. I'm asking you a question. How did the Celtics lose by 10 last night? I want your opinion.
They give it to them. They just hand it to them.
That's how it works.
They just stretch it out. But don't think they're going to lose to Miami.
Okay.
I'd bet you anything you'd want to bet.
I'm not
that
a betting
they'll
man.
Beat Miami.
Not with you. I'm not a betting man.
And they will take care of the Cavaliers. They beat them 3 out of 4 during the regular season. Cavs won the last game by 1 point against them.
Yeah, the regular season doesn't really mean anything, does it?
What about your Indians? The Guardians.
Who are the Indians? I don't know. Who are the Indians?
The Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians. Ah, yeah.
I was in Worcester. They got four hits. Four hits
yesterday against Boston. Yeah.
Right. And we knocked the heck out of them.
Oh, man. I saw you. You look great, man. I tell you, when you were playing for the Woo Sox, you were really, really good.
Right.
Really. Thank you, Bostonian.
Bostonian. Thank you for calling. It's always nice to hear from
somebody. Somebody asked on social media, sir, why does Jeff like him so much?
I've always enjoyed listening to him.
Just the flavor of the call?
I love what he does to you.
He doesn't do anything to me.
Yes, he does.
I love aggravating him. It's my favorite thing to do.
And he loves aggravating you.
The problem is, by God,
the two of you just do that day after day after day when he calls.
The bummer is that the Maple Leafs they're down 2-1.
I love the fact that you usually let him get about 3 words out before you cut him off.
Well, I'm waiting for him to say something really stupid, which takes about 3 words. That's the greatest part of his
phone. He feels the same way.
Well, then why does he call? Why does he call? That's my question. We've got a lot of stuff coming up a little bit later in the show.
You haven't said Boston or Miami for you.
Who would I rather play?
Yeah.
I'd rather play Miami.
Yeah.
One, you get home court advantage, right?
Yeah.
You
got to figure that they're an easier team to beat than the Celtics, but not by much.
I will say this, though. If Miami does beat Boston and that thing goes 6-7 games, man, they're going to be – I mean, that's a hard road to get to the second round after being in the play-in tournament and then having to play the number one seed and knock the number one seed out in the Eastern Conference.
You mean like they did last year?
Well, I'm just saying it's a hard road.
Yes, it is.
Andy, they beat Boston. There's no room to breathe.
They won a road game in Boston last night without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. Eric Spoelstra.
What does that say about the Celtics?
It just means they lost a game.
I didn't think Miami would get
it. It means they lost a game. I can't sit here and get all excited and think, oh, the Celtics are done because they lost a game at home in the playoffs. It happens.
But you just said it. Miami's playing without two of their top players.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? That's how good Miami is. And forget the eighth seed. There are two teams. To me, the soft underbelly of the Eastern Conference is right in the middle. 3, 4, 5, 6. Milwaukee, Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana. The teams you don't want to play are 1, 2, 7, and 8. Philadelphia and Miami.
They had that dream, the Knicks
and Boston up top.
Miami had that dream box score last night where all five of your starters are in double figures, and then you've got three guys that are 20 plus. I don't even need to see the name of the team. When you go back and see a box score like that, you know that team probably won. And that's what they were able to do last night. All five of their starters in double figures. Kevin Love got a couple minutes last night, huh? Six?
It's interesting. They play Kevin sporadically, and he has had some terrific games coming off the bench in limited minutes. I'm not going to say anything more.
I was hoping you were going to say more.
No, I'm not saying anything.
You're not going to say anything more about how Kevin should still be here?
Nope, not in the least. I think I've made my point.
I don't know. I missed it. Why don't you tell me your point again?
Nope.
I don't disagree. I think Kevin, I don't know why they like, I mean, was it personality, a little bit of a personality conflict?
Let him walk out the door.
For nothing. They could have used him last year. What do you got, Mike?
Just saw a stat from StatMuse on social media, and they said that the most wins against Jason Tatum in the playoffs, only three players have more than 10 wins. Bam Adebayo has 12, Jimmy Butler has 11, and Duncan Robinson has 11.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nobody else has more than 10.
I was watching the beginning of the game, and it was weird because the announcers are saying, the Celtics taking on their rival, the Miami Heat. And I had to think about it for a second. Right? I don't know. I just don't. When I think of great rivalries, I just don't think of Miami-Boston. But, I mean, they've had some pretty good games over the last couple of years. And maybe that's where we are right now. I guess maybe I don't think of Miami having a rival in anything other than maybe football.
And I guess if social media reaction last night was any basis on that, it seems like Caleb Martin is the new public enemy number one in Boston.
I bet he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doesn't take much, though.
Nope.
All right, let's do this. We'll come back. We'll bring in Tom Withers. He's going to talk about, obviously Tom from the Associated Press. It's not news until Tom Withers says so. We've got the NFL draft tonight. We've got the NBA playoffs. We've got the Guardians. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.